Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Ole Chapters podcast, and I'm your host, Olebogang Motsanana. It's been a while since I've recorded an episode. I've been somewhat preoccupied and somewhat busy, but today we are going back to recording again. Yes, and as per our culture, you know, what we first need to do is to bring you what happened today in history, the 24th of April in history. Let's give it a drum roll. So, today in history, in 1915, on the 24th of April, the Armenian genocide began as Ottoman authorities arrested and deported hundreds of Armenian intellectuals and community leaders in Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. This marked the start of a systematic campaign of genocide against Armenian population, resulting in the deaths of over 1 million Armenians. In 1800, the Library of Congress was established in Washington, D.C. with a $5,000 allocation for the purchase of such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress. And in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope was launched aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. It has since provided invaluable insights into the universe, revolutionizing our understanding of astronomy and cosmology. So yeah, that's what happened in history today on the 24th of April. This is just that segment I installed just to keep things interesting and to give people some information and, you know, just to enlighten ourselves and remind ourselves of history and try and figure out how those events that happened in history played a role in today's world. So today's topic is going to be the information age, truth versus misinformation. We know it's difficult trying to navigate the truth and misinformation in today's age of social media and everything that's happening, with people saying the media is biased, the media is bought, it favors, it pushes propaganda and all of that, you know. So firstly, welcome to the Ole Chapters podcast. My name is Olebogang Motsanana, and I'm your host, where we delve into issues that shape our world. And today we are diving deep into the complexities of democracy in the digital age as technology continues to reshape our society. You know, questions about truth, trust, transparency have become more pressing than ever. So try and join me as we navigate this digital landscape together, you know. Firstly, let's just start by unpacking the challenge of truth in the digital era. With the rise of social media and online news platforms, information is everywhere, you know. But so is misinformation. So we must understand that there's always going to be misinformation. There's always going to be people pushing a certain perspective or pushing propaganda, like whatever they want to do to misinform the public, you know. And how do we navigate the sea of information? And what are the consequences of our democratic processes, you know? It's clear that the spread of misinformation poses a significant threat to democracy. But how do we strike a balance between the two? Free speech and the need for accurate information, you know? And we all know we have the right to free speech, but to every right, there's a responsibility attached to it. And we need to play within that line, knowing that I can exercise my right, but not to step over other people's rights. So when exercising my right, I should be mindful of other people's rights as well, you know, and try and be responsible. What role do digital platforms play in shaping our understanding of truth? It's just digital platforms, people get bullied. We know about cyberbullying. We know about all those type of things. So it's very difficult to govern or to police such things. You know, there's a lot of parody accounts. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of robots and texting whatever they want to text on the internet, you know, and putting out information out there. And people, the people who believe it, there are those who don't believe it. There are those who question it. You know, that's why it's a pool of information whereby when you fish it, you don't know what you're getting is the truth or misinformation. You know, trusting in institutions, you know, the erosion and restoration is just, Yeah, it's there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that we you need to literally be smart. You need to be smart about where you get your information, but how, again, it's difficult because you don't know who to trust, you know. Hence, I want to touch on trust, or rather the lack thereof. Traditional institutions like government, media, and political parties have seen a decline in public trust in recent years. And what factors have contributed to this erosion of trust, and how can we work to restore it? You know, rebuilding trust won't happen overnight, obviously, because we know the governments and political parties have lied to people for so long, and it's more or less difficult to believe anything they say. You know, but what steps can individuals and institutions take to begin the process, and how can technology be harnessed to foster greater trust and transparency? And there has to be transparency and accountability. You know, the role of technology, there has to be trust and accountability. You know, and we need to explore all those avenues. We need to know what's happening, because there's a lot of misinformation going on out there. You know, there's lies being spread about people, there's lies being spread about institutions, and there's lies being told by institutions, you know, and people in power, and whatever the case might be. So it becomes difficult to trust news. It becomes super difficult to trust the media. It becomes so, it's tiring, actually. And there's been a decline of people who watch the news on TV, because everyone believes that it's propaganda. Everyone is going for independent journalism right now, and they're trying to figure out, okay, who's telling the truth, and where can I find the truth? Where is the source of truth? Because come to think of it, there's so much that has happened lately to an extent that people don't even know who to trust. You know, it's worse when you can't even trust your own people or your own government or your own political party and all of that. So there's no transparency, there's no accountability, and there's been a lot of corruption going on. There's been a lot of crime, violence, and whatever. And no one is being held accountable, especially the people in power. No one has ever been held accountable, and there's never been any transparency, because I feel like at some point, or they just decide that we're going to feed the public what we want them to believe, a certain narrative that we can't question, or whatever the case that might be. I think that's what caused a lot of misinformation, you know, and the erosion of trust in the media and political parties and government officials, because they've lied for so long to the public. Now the public is finding alternative sources of truth, of which within those alternative sources, there could be misinformation being spread. There could be propaganda. There could be whatever, you know. So we need to explore the intersection of technology, transparency, and accountability. From open data initiatives to citizen engagement platforms, you know, technology has the potential to revolutionize democratic processes. But I always have questions more than answers, you know. But what are the challenges and opportunities? Because technology can be a powerful tool for promoting transparency and accountability in governance. However, we must also address issues of digital divide, privacy, algorithm bias, to ensure that technology serves the public good, which is some of the things that we should talk about. As much as technology is good in doing so many good things in advancing human beings, it has also, some human beings use it to their own advantage. You know, they use it to mislead, they use it to misinform. And that's the problem, that you don't even know where the truth is at this point in time. You don't even know who's telling the truth and who's lying, because the media has spread so much information that sometimes it's just questionable. And if you're smart enough, you can see that somewhere, somehow, it's just propaganda that they're trying to spread. It's just a lot of BS that they're trying to spread around. And you wonder, why are they doing this? And there's only one answer that you can find is that maybe they're being bought to push a certain narrative, or they're being told to push a certain narrative about certain individuals or certain governments or whatever the case might be. But that's the thing that gave the rise to independent journalists. That's what gave the rise to social media. People rely more on social media for news and updates more than they rely on newspapers and TV news and all of that, because the media has created an environment whereby people do not trust it, you know. And this is one of the things I wanted to touch on about that. Be careful what you read on the media. Do your research. Don't believe anything you read out there, you know. Try and make it. Try and just sit down, make it make sense, and try and figure out if it makes sense to you, you know, if you, what you really makes sense to you. Because a lot of people are gullible. They just believe whatever they read. And that's the scary part, whereby you know that there's people that are going to believe whatever is written. They are not going to question it. They are not going to research it. They are not going to try and make it make sense. Whatever is written on a newspaper, whatever is written online by whoever, you just believe it and just continue with your life believing it, you know. Because there's a lot of debates that have happened online based due to misinformation. And I think that's the purpose of misinformation, to divide the people, obviously, to divide the public. For even though maybe in their defense they're trying to create engaging content, because everything is about content right now. Everything is about getting those clicks. Everything is about just being popular out there, but at the cost of other people's lives and all of that. So just try and do research before believing anything that you read. Just try and follow your paper trail, follow your money. Some people would love saying this phrase, follow the money, then you'll find out the truth. And when you sit down and do research on some things, when you sit down and try and figure out why this happened, and that's where you start to see things clearly. You start to see things for what they are, because most of the time, things are not really what they are. It's they are what people want you to see, or whoever is leading the propaganda, whoever is leading the misinformation. And I feel like every human being on planet Earth is striving for that truth, and it's not easy to find, you know. So we need to conscientize ourselves. We need to get to a point whereby we do thorough research before we post something out there, before we talk about something, and try and make sure that whatever we do, whatever we talk about, is well researched and there's facts proving what you're saying is the truth. And yeah, I would like just to take this time to remind you guys that subscribe to the podcast, comment, share with your friends, share with your family, share with your loved one. We are trying to get to 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I'm not giving up. I hope those who follow my podcast, those who listen to it, do not give up as well. You know, you can catch me on YouTube. Just type all the chapters, then you'll find all my episodes there. And also you can catch me on iHeart FM, and you can also catch me on Player FM, or you can come to the main channel, which is Podbean. Catch me on Podbean, and I'm your host, Olebogang Motsanana. That's all the time we have today. I want to thank you for joining me on this exploration of democracy and the digital age. Remember, democracy is a journey, not a destination. It requires constant vigilance, critical thinking, and active participation from all of us. Remember this again. Democracy is not a journey. Democracy is a journey, not a destination. I'm sorry for that. Democracy is a journey, not a destination. So it's democracy is basically life, because life is a journey. It requires constant vigilance, critical thinking. This is the most important part. Critical thinking and active participation from all of us. So yeah, until next time, and I am Olebogang Motsanana signing off.